We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. It's beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Vanilla Ice. He's celebrating the 4th of July with a concert. Lots of concerts have been canceled or pushed back. And Vanilla decided, let's go to a place that's definitely a hot spot, Texas. And he's not worried. Here's why. He said, I can't wait to get back to this. The 90s were the best. We didn't have coronavirus or cell phones or computers. This is the reason he's giving for why he's like still going forward with a concert. We had Blockbuster, Beavis and Butthead, Wayne's World, Chris Tucker, and Jackie Chan. So, yeah.
Really interesting logic. So it's just a regular old concert?
Well, this venue counts as a restaurant, which is why he can still proceed with this performance. The place has a capacity of 2,500. Tickets between $25 and $300. But yeah, it's happening tomorrow.
Seems like a bad idea, Vanilla.
Yeah, it seems like a really, really bad idea.
I would not go to that.
I mean, $300 to see Vanilla Ice? Come on. He's calling it his hip-hop hooray concert, by the way. Independence Day throwback beach party.
Is it just, are there other acts on the bill? Other 90s acts? That was a big thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And just, hip-hop hooray is not a Vanilla Ice song.
I know.
He's like, it is going to be too legit when we bust a move.
He mentioned Beavis and Butthead. They're coming back to Comedy Central. Creator Mike Judge is a part of it.
They came back a few years ago.
They're planning two more seasons.
Yeah, kind of bombed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Two more seasons and additional specials. And they are, I guess, bringing Beavis and Butthead into the Generation Z world. So that they'll be relatable to new and old fans.
Interesting. Kevin, do your famous Beavis and Butthead impression, please. That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty good.
I don't know which one that was.
Netflix today, the series premiere of Warrior Nun. A girl wakes up in a morgue, discovers she's been gifted with powers to join an ancient order of warrior nuns in their fight against evil.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Who's in it? Anybody I know?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is this part of the Buffyverse?
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I read an article in the last week or so about a very similar sounding thing. I don't know if if somebody has a similar idea or if this is that particular kind of divergence off the Buffy and Angel tale.
Oh, geez. I don't even know, Lance. Sorry. I was busy getting my countdown clock ready. 17 hours and 21 minutes until Hamilton premieres on Disney+. I'm excited, if you couldn't tell. And Kevin finally gets to see the end of it.
I know, exactly. I'm just going to watch the second half.
Kevin, you know, we all went to see it, intermission. His wife says it's time to go. He gets up and leaves. Didn't get to see the best part. And bought tickets for Hamilton coming back to the Fox this spring. It was postponed to another season. And now you get to watch it on Disney+ with the original cast.
But I'm willing to wait for it.
I see what you did there.
And was this filmed close to the original run, or did they get back together to do this to film it?
They're going to be doing like a behind the scenes,
like documentary on it. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. That's going to complement this. So we'll, I mean.
And was there an audience, I wonder, for what we're going to see?
I don't know. Yeah. It's a good question.
This Hamilton film shot over 3 days in June of 2016, shortly after the Tonys and right before Lin-Manuel Miranda and a few of the other stars left the cast, left the original cast. So that's how it, they, apparently Broadway does this a lot. They film, performances for the archives, but most of them don't make it out. They're not released commercially. But this one, the demand was so great that it's coming out.
Cool.
I'm excited. And then, if your 4th of July plans aren't the same as they've been in years past, you can stay at home and watch on Saturday night. NBC has the Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. PBS has a Capital 4th. And those are the big ones, really.
What's a Capital 4th?
It's that, in D.C.
Is that the one usually with Gary Sinise and I think it's
Joe
Mantegna, yeah, where they do that.
Stamos. John Stamos is part of it. I think he does it. He does it every year. This year, John Fogerty, Trace Atkins, The Temptations. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not a Fogerty fan.
No.
The Temptations are going to be there. Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, who's also a singer. Vanessa Williams, Patti LaBelle, and John Stamos. And then 4th of July, Fireworks Spectacular, the Macy's one on NBC, has Black Eyed Peas, Killers, Lady A, John Legend, Tim McGraw, and Brad Paisley.
Cool.
Whichever one you shoot. Yeah, but Macy's is usually New York City. Capital 4th is the DC one that's on PBS. Songs about America for your 4th of July weekend. Billboard put together this list, and I really hope it's not ranked, because they put Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA above Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
What? I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's for a few different reasons. Miley is, it's more of a party song, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Springsteen is more of a rock song, and Springsteen's is more of like a protest song. I don't know.
But in terms of like the quality of the song...
Oh, well, yeah, if that's what they're going by, but if they're going by partying.
These aren't all patriotic songs. These are basically like songs with America and USA in the title.
America.
That one is not on the list. America. And you better stop playing it. I think you cut out at just the right time. That's the Schmig. More at 8:40, more online at y98.com, and Lance Hildebrand now.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
All right, let's do this. It's brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Lance talked about it during Sports Chatter, but Zachary Levi has been cast as St. Louis Rams quarterback Kurt Warner in a new biopic. Production starts later this year. And as we said, Friday Night Lights writers behind this script. And they're adapting Kurt Warner's memoir, All Things Possible, into the movie version. Zachary Levi also set to star in the sequel to Shazam. And he's doing a music comedy, Undercover, a down-on-his-luck ex-rocker Jack, who joins a group of young musicians in a wedding cover band, led by Cole Sprouse from Riverdale.
I wonder if Greg Kinnear will reprise his role as Dick Vermeil.
Oh, I don't know. Because what, he was in the...
Oh, yeah. What was that? Invincible?
Invincible with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Do you have like a Mark Wahlberg...
You want to be Dick Vermeil? You want to pretend to be Dick Vermeil? Apparently, you're an actor. You just want to pretend to be Dick Vermeil. I'd like to talk to you about this other movie coming out. I want to see if you want to pretend to be Dick Vermeil again.
Movies. No blockbusters. No 4th of July blockbusters out in theaters this summer. I'm sure that another drive-in is going to have a blockbuster weekend, though, because in terms of highest grossing movie theaters, drive-ins have been winning over the past few weeks. But a website put together previous blockbusters released over the 4th of July, and they ranked them. So they went back to 1985, when Hollywood first started really doing this over the 4th of July weekend. What do you think's number one on the list? Well, you probably don't know all the movies that have been released over the 4th of July.
Independence Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
4th of July theme there. It's number one. Back to the Future is number two. And Terminator 2 Judgment Day is three. I mean, this list is solid. If you're looking to revisit some 4th of July blockbusters this weekend, you have those three: Coming to America, Men in Black, Armageddon, Apollo 13, Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man, three Spider-Man movies, Spider-Man 2 from 2004, and then Spider-Man Far From Home from last year, and League of Their Own, South Great Park, one. Bigger, Longer, Uncut,
Great.
Die Hard 2, yes. Transformers, and The Firm.
Yes. These are all great.
Now, the worst, number one, Will Smith tops both lists.
Oh, Wild Wild West.
Yeah. From Independence Day to Wild Wild West.
You know what? I didn't think that was such a bad movie.
Nothing with Kevin Klein is bad.
Correct.
Thank you.
Was it a great movie? No. Was it a horrible movie? I don't think it was horrible.
I think there was just more, I think there was anticipation. Like, that was that was the one that just didn't, unfortunately, deliver. I think people were expecting something different.
Well, they just tried to kind of do Men in Black, but set it in the Old West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The BFG.
Set it in the Wicked Wow Wow, Wicked Wicked Wow Wow.
BFG came in second, and Lone Ranger with Armie Hammer.
Ooh, yeah.
That tanked. That came in third. Okay, Jason Momoa. His latest role, he's going to become the new voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Really?
Wait, is it animated? I thought it was live action. I thought that's...
They're doing... Yeah, they are doing live action, but it's going to be a CGI Frosty.
Okay.
And he's going to be the voice. So he probably, if it's CGI, he's probably also acting in it too, and then they're adding special effects.
Yeah. People are freaking out about this. You leave Aquaman outside long enough, and inevitably... This is what you're going to get.
But you're going to have to wait a while. It's going to be Christmas 2021. This weekend and today on Netflix, the series premiere of Warrior Nun. You also have Hamilton dropping on Disney Plus tomorrow.
Lance, I did a little Warrior Nun research. And
yeah, I did too.
They're comparing it to Buffy quite a bit, but I don't think it is officially part of the Buffyverse.
Okay.
I think it dates back to a 1994 comic, Warrior Nun does. But yeah, there is a similar storyline in the extended Buffyverse along these lines, but this is a different thing.
So you will give this a shot?
Yeah, sure.
Can we build in a weekly Warrior Nun segment with you?
In addition to hot dog talk?
Yes.
Possibly.
Very Lance heavy when you get back from vacation. Yeah. It's going to be great.
By the way, if you miss 640 when we talked about Warrior Nun, Nun is spelled N-U-N, like of the convent variety, not N-O-N-E. And it's a girl who wakes up and she realizes that she's been gifted powers and she joins an ancient order of warrior nuns in their fight against evil. You have 4th of July fireworks. NBC is doing Macy's fireworks on Saturday night. And PBS is doing fireworks from D.C. with a capital 4th. A little update on D.L. Hughley. We talked about how he did stand-up in Nashville and passed out. Turns out he had COVID. He had no symptoms. He was completely asymptomatic. It looks like he spread it to a bunch of people. He was just talking about it. He said it makes him feel horrible, but he was in contact with all these people before he did the stand-up show, before he passed out, was hospitalized, and realized he had coronavirus. He gave it to all the people he does his radio show with, or most of them. He gave it to his son. He said, I'm a regular Typhoid Mary. And he said, Everyone needs to get tested. Everybody needs to wear a mask. And he feels terrible knowing that he jeopardized so many people.
Ooh.
I know. So whatever you're doing this weekend, make sure you're safe about it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More on.
The weekend on Y98. Let's look at your celebrity birthdays for today and through the weekend. We'll start with a woman who, well, she had a better career years ago when she was a lot younger. How old is Mean Girls star Lindsay Lohan?
Having lunch with the plastics was like leaving the actual world and entering girl world. And girl world had a lot of rules.
You can't wear a tank top 2 days in a row, and you can only wear your hair in a ponytail once a week. So I guess you pick today.
Lohan.
34?
34 is correct.
Wow.
Nice. Nice. We actually found out earlier this week that this actress is going to be the new female version of Jack Sparrow because she'll be starring in the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot as a female lead.
Yes. Confirmed. Bona fide.
She's also Harley Quinn, and she was in I, Tonya. How old is Margot Robbie?
I don't have an education. All I know is skating. That's all I know.
Margot Robbie, 30. Is she older or younger than Lindsay Lohan? 33.
I'm going to say 27.
34.
30.
She's got a bright future.
I know, very much so.
She kind of can do whatever she wants, I think.
He was a co-creator of Seinfeld and, of course, is the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm. How old is Larry David?
Happy birthday!
I love it.
Thank you, Larry. You're welcome, Greg.
That's a tough one because he has looked 70 since he was 30.
Yes. With that said, I'm going to say 70.
I'll say 68.
72.
73.
Huh? Wow.
Let's look at tomorrow's birthdays. Even though he starred in Born on the 4th of July, he was actually born on July 3rd. How old is Tom Cruise?
What can I do for you, Ron? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
Here it is. Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with me, then, brother.
Show me the money!
Jerry, you better yell, show me the money!
I mean, probably a lunatic, but the guy makes great movies.
No doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Great movies. Those Mission Impossibles are good.
Yes, fantastic.
Jack Reacher, good.
Yes. Yeah.
What else did he make?
That Live, Die, Repeat film.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Great.
So good.
I agree. Cruise is making good movies. I can't wait for the Top Gun sequel.
I know.
I think tomorrow's a...
Top Gun 2, Top Gunner.
Top Gunnier.
Yeah, Gunnier, right. 55?
57.
Going in the middle, 56.
58.
Wow.
Wow. And still does all his own stunts. Ish. if the movie production company will let him.
Let's look at your birthdays for July 4th. I did not know he was born on the 4th of July. How old is rapper Post Malone?
You probably think that you are better now. You only say that because I'm not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Would've gave you everything.
Post Malone.
Bright future. Gets to do it. He is the Margot Robbie of the rap game.
Yeah. And I would watch a documentary about Post Malone before I would watch a documentary about Maroon 5.
Yeah. We said that.
We did about Post Malone before? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just reconfirming.
I don't have a good beat on this. I've been all over the place today.
I don't think he's 30 yet.
I'm going to say 32.
I'm going to say 28.
27.
25.
What?
Post Malone is 25?
Oh, yeah.
Another bright future.
Yeah. Bright future-ery.
Not the only singer has a birthday on the 4th of July. He's fronted the Babies. And, of course, he also did Bad English. How old is singer John Waite? Yeah, and also one of the coolest guests in studio. We threw a bunch of his songs at him, and he sang them back to back to back. It was
really?
Amazing.
Oh, cool.
Amazing.
That would have been a very short game if I was hosting.
When I see you smile, okay, check. He's got to be...
While you formulate, hasn't his career gone sort of interesting? Like, didn't he recently do some duets with Alison Krauss, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was in a band with those Journey guys, so he's got to be around those ages. I'll say 69.
I was going to say 68.
68 is correct.
All right.
All right. And finally, looking at birthdays for the 5th of July, how old is the one, the only, the power of love, Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
July 5th, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So I think Ryan's already at work, so I'm not going to spoil the surprise. He's a huge Huey Lewis fan. I tried to get him this t-shirt for his birthday, but it didn't show up on time. It's supposed to come in the next couple days, so now I can give it to him for Huey Lewis's birthday. It says, "No Huey, no news, no thanks." I think he's going to love it. T-shirt problems doesn't have anything to say about that?
That's the power of love.
I think Huey Lewis is 62.
Poor guy's dealing with the hearing. That we talked about it a while ago, but that Dave Holmes article interview with him was pretty incredible. No, I think he's older than that. I think he is 71.
He's got a lot of fabulous Thin Lizzy stories because he hung out with the band in the late 70s. So it's always interesting to read stuff about how much he owes his career. And he'll say it, how much he owes it to Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy back in the day.
Wow.
Huey Lewis is 68.
He's 70.
70. Damn.
So just some birthdays today and through the weekend. Happy birthday if you're having one as well. Have a safe and fun July 4th. And with your final look at traffic before we kick off our free-for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.